Welcome, Discovery Rangers. Today we will be exploring Axolotl Friends. Do they really smile? A learning podcast for kids.
All right, let's dive in today. We're swimming with axolotls.
Oh, yeah.
You know those Mexican salamanders?
Right, those goofy grins.
With the perpetually surprised kind of goofy grins.
Yeah.
You sent over a bunch of research and articles.
I did.
So we're going to unpack all the latest on their facial expressions.
Hey.
Why those expressions are so unique, how they communicate, and even touch on their regenerative superpower.
Right.
It all started with your question.
Yes.
Why do axolotls always look like they're smiling?
Yeah.
Turns out it's not because they're cracking underwater jokes.
It's definitely more complicated than simple happiness.
Right.
Their smile is actually a fascinating case of anatomy dictating expression.
Oh, interesting.
They lack certain facial muscles that we humans and other amphibians have. So instead of a flexible, changeable mouth,
I see.
Theirs is naturally upturned in this permanent grin.
So they're not choosing to smile?
Nope.
It's just their resting face.
Pretty much.
That's wild. I read about this thing called neoteny, the retention of juvenile traits into adulthood.
Right.
And how it explains their feathery gills and that they never fully metamorphose into land dwellers.
Exactly. Neoteny plays a big role here.
Okay.
Think about it. Most amphibian larvae have that simplistic, almost smiley mouth shape.
Right.
Axolotls basically stay in that larval stage their whole lives.
Mm.
So that smile sticks around too.
Interesting.
It's actually a pretty successful strategy for them.
But how could a fixed expression be beneficial?
Well,
you'd think being able to signal fear aggression or, you know, actual happiness would be important for survival.
You'd think so.
Right.
But remember, their natural habitat is these complex canal systems in Mexico City. It's a murky, often crowded environment.
Yeah.
Scientists believe that the fixed smile, while not an intentional signal, might help reduce aggression between individuals.
Oh, okay.
It's like a constant chill signal.
Interesting.
Reducing unnecessary conflict.
Okay, that makes sense. They're already kind of vulnerable staying in this juvenile state.
For sure.
Maybe that don't mess with me, I'm just a baby vibe helps them out.
Could be.
But if their faces can't convey much, how do they even tell each other what's up?
Right.
I mean, they have territories, complex social structures.
Yeah.
Even mating rituals.
It is fascinating.
All without raising an eyebrow, so to speak.
Axolotls have mastered the art of subtle communication.
Okay.
They use a whole suite of visual cues beyond facial expressions.
Like what?
Body posture, how they position their gills.
Interesting.
Even specific swimming patterns.
Really?
All convey different messages.
So we're talking about a language of subtle gestures, almost like a dance.
Yeah, kind of.
Are there any standout examples of these signals?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One example is their gill movements.
Okay.
If they flatten their gills against their body, it's a sign of submission or fear.
Oh.
On the other hand, if they spread their gills wide, it's more of a dominance display.
Interesting.
Or a way to attract a mate.
Wow. It's amazing how much information they pack into these subtle movements.
Right.
It really makes you reconsider what it means to communicate.
It really does. And remember, we're only talking about the visual cues.
Right.
We can perceive.
Yeah.
Axolotls also have a whole sensory world beyond our human experience.
Right, like those chemical signals you mentioned.
Exactly.
What can you tell us about those?
Well, during mating season, females release pheromones into the water that males can detect and follow.
Mm.
This chemical communication allows them to find potential mates.
Makes sense.
Even in murky water.
Right.
Where visual cues might be limited.
So it's like a love potion they release to attract a partner.
In a sense, yeah.
But their sensory superpowers don't stop there.
Nope.
They also have this incredible ability to detect electrical fields.
That's right.
Wait, electrical fields?
Yeah.
Like they're basically swimming around with built-in metal detectors.
That's a great analogy.
Really?
They use this electroreception to navigate their environment.
Wow.
Find food.
Uh-huh.
And even sense potential predators lurking nearby.
Okay, I'm officially mind blown.
Pretty amazing.
It's like they have this sixth sense.
Yeah.
This whole other layer of perception that we can only imagine.
Right.
Their smiles are starting to feel more like the tip of the iceberg.
For sure.
Yeah.
It really makes you wonder if we're underestimating them, you know?
Yeah.
Especially when you consider their regenerative capabilities.
Right.
It's not just limbs they can regrow.
Wow.
But organs, parts of their spinal cord, even parts of their brain.
Yeah, the regeneration thing is what really caught my attention. Mm-hmm. In the research you sent, it almost sounds too sci-fi to be true.
It's truly remarkable, and here's where it gets even more interesting.
Okay.
Axolotls can regenerate those missing facial muscles too.
Ah.
But even with that ability, they still end up with that same fixed smile.
So even when they rebuild their faces from scratch, that expression is locked in?
Yeah, it seems that way.
That's so bizarre. It's like encoded in their DNA or something.
It really makes you wonder about the interplay between their regenerative powers mm-hmm. and their communication style. Does that unchanging smile influence how they perceive themselves?
Right.
And each other? Do they even see it the way we do?
Right. Or is it just our human interpretation?
Could be.
Like we're projecting emotions onto them that they don't actually experience. I'm starting to see why scientists are so fascinated by these guys.
Absolutely. And this regeneration research has huge implications.
Yeah.
Beyond just understanding axolotls, scientists are studying them
mm-hmm.
to unlock the secrets of tissue regeneration.
Okay.
Hoping to apply that knowledge to human medicine.
Yeah, the potential applications are mind-blowing. Imagine being able to repair spinal cord injuries, nerve damage.
Yeah.
Maybe even reverse the effects of neurodegenerative diseases.
Exactly. If we can figure out the genetic and cellular mechanisms behind their regenerative prowess, it could revolutionize how we treat those conditions.
It's almost like they hold the key to medical breakthroughs.
It really is.
That could help millions of people who knew these little smiling salamanders could be so impactful.
It highlights the importance of studying and preserving biodiversity.
Yeah.
We never know where the next scientific breakthrough might come from.
Speaking of preservation, I know axolotls are critically endangered in the wild.
That's right.
What are the main threats they're facing?
Their biggest problem is habitat loss.
Oh.
Their native habitat, those canal systems in Mexico City,
right,
has been shrinking and becoming increasingly polluted over time.
So urbanization and pollution are pushing them out of their homes.
Exactly. And on top of that, invasive species like tilapia and carp
mm-hmm.
have been introduced to the canals. They compete with axolotls for food.
I see.
And even prey on their young.
It's like a perfect storm of bad circumstances for these guys. Are there any conservation efforts underway?
Thankfully, yes.
Okay.
There are organizations working to restore and protect their remaining habitat.
Mm-hmm.
And captive breeding programs are helping maintain a healthy population.
That's good to hear. That sounds like a real race against time, though.
It definitely is. One interesting project involves creating artificial chinampas.
Okay.
Those traditional floating gardens.
Right.
Within the canals, these provide safe havens.
Oh, interesting.
And breeding grounds for axolotls.
So they're basically recreating little islands of suitable habitat within their shrinking world. That's clever.
It's a promising approach.
Yeah.
And the captive breeding programs are crucial for maintaining genetic diversity and potentially reintroducing axolotls back into the wild someday.
It's both inspiring and heartbreaking at the same time.
Yeah.
These amazing creatures are struggling to survive, yet there are people dedicated to fighting for them.
It really underscores our responsibility to protect the natural world.
Right.
Axolotls, with their unique adaptations and regenerative abilities, are a perfect example of why biodiversity matters.
I totally agree. We've gone from being fascinated by their permanent smiles to realizing how much they have to teach us about biology, evolution.
Yeah.
And even the potential for medical advancements. It feels like we've only scratched the surface of what makes these creatures so special. What's the biggest takeaway you hope listeners will get from this deep dive?
For me, it's the reminder that appearances can be deceiving. We see this fixed smile and might assume simplicity, but axolotls are incredibly complex. Their unique adaptations, from neoteny to electroreception, show how much diversity and ingenuity exists in the natural world.
And that even a seemingly simple trait, like a smile, can have a much deeper evolutionary and social significance than we might initially realize.
It challenges us to look beyond the surface and appreciate the interconnectedness of biology, behavior, and environment. Axolotls has found a way to thrive in their specific niche, and that's something worth celebrating and protecting.
This deep dive has definitely left me with a lot to think about, not just about axolotls, but about the incredible adaptability of life on Earth and our role in preserving it.
I think that's a great place to leave it. The more we learn about these fascinating creatures, the more we realize how much we still don't know. And that sense of wonder, that drive to keep exploring and understanding, is what makes studying the natural world so rewarding.
So for our listeners who are as captivated by axolotls as we are, what are some resources they can check out to learn more and maybe even get involved in conservation efforts?
The Axolotl Project is a fantastic resource with tons of information on their biology, care, and conservation for those interested in supporting axolotl conservation directly. Organizations like the Amphibian Arc and the IUCN Amphibian Specialist Group are doing incredible work.
We'll be sure to include links to all of those in the show notes. And remember, even spreading awareness about axolotls and the challenges they face can make a difference.
Absolutely. Every voice counts when it comes to protecting these unique and vulnerable creatures.
Well, this has been an incredible journey into the world of axolotls. We started with a simple question about their smiles, and it led us to a much deeper understanding of their biology, behavior, and the importance of conservation.
It's amazing how a deep dive into one seemingly small aspect of a creature can open up a whole universe of knowledge and wonder.
Thanks for guiding us through this fascinating exploration. And to our listeners, we hope this deep dive has left you with a newfound appreciation for the axolotl, a creature that reminds us that there's always more to discover, more to understand, and more to protect in the natural world.
Thanks for listening, Discovery Rangers. If you enjoyed this, please ask Mum or Dad to play another episode for you.